Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Pam Straker. Pam is a licensed psychologist, life business coach, and author of the book, Let Me Stop You Right There, and 28 Other Lines Every CEO, Manager, and Supervisor Should Know. She has been consulted by and appeared on numerous television and radio programs and was the recipient of the Brooklyn Borough President's Dr. Susan Smith McKinney Humanitarian Award in 2006. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Pam.
Thank you, and good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little bit about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, in essence, I've had the privilege of speaking throughout my professional career. As a psychologist, needless to say, you're speaking individually to people and at times in groups. But I also had the opportunity to teach in university settings. And in my more recent professional path, I've operated as a CEO and in that position had to promote the organization for which I was responsible and had to do much speaking on the topic of mental health at that time. So I've had a lot of speaking experience, and as a result, this has been a natural transition for me to now speak on my other areas of expertise.
So given this background, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you were born being able to do, and why do you feel that way?
I believe that it's a combination of both. I can share with your audience that I was a very, very shy young person, and I had a parent, my mom, who was an educator, and she felt, of course, that public speaking was very important, and so she actually encouraged me and insisted that I do things that would bring out my public speaking abilities. And so from that angle, I would say to some degree it's learned because you practice it over time. On the other hand, I also believe that people can be natural communicators. And even before my mom insisted that I speak before audiences, people used to give me feedback about my capacity to communicate. So I believe that in my instance, it may be a combination of both, but I believe that it can be learned if you are willing to free up all of the possible hesitancies you might have about being a public speaker. I also believe that there is the need to be willing to be well prepared, to know your subject, and also to be comfortable with not knowing the answer to a question and being willing to be vulnerable to some extent to others.
You know, the two things you said in your story there that really struck me. One was the fact that your mother was an educator, and
yes,
I had never made that connection before. My father was an educator, and he was my first speech coach, really. I mean, outside of the one in school, and I had just never made that connection.
Yes. In some instances, and certainly in ours, you have this significant person in your early life who encourages you to use that skill and to communicate. And educators are really communicators. They are public speakers. If they are in the teaching arena, they are speaking on a daily basis and can often give excellent feedback about how you can proceed, how you can grab an audience, etc.
Right. The second thing that you said that I thought was interesting was how you mentioned that you had to be okay with or courageous enough to be able to get up there and not know the answer.
Yes, that's a very important aspect of speaking. You should be well trained in whatever the topic about which you're speaking, but To feel that you are the arbiter of all possibilities is not realistic. If you become thrown in your public speaking situation by a question with which you're not familiar or the answer to which you're not familiar, you really have to find a way to share with the audience that that's okay and that either you'll get back to them or if you at least give them credit for having asked an interesting question, you could possibly suggest that you'll follow up later. There's so many options to how you can address that situation.
And it seems to me that when you're honest in your not knowing all the answers, that it helps you gain respect in the eye of the audience, because a know-it-all does not have respect.
I agree with you 100%. And I think what we're saying here is that you are having a conversation with your audience. The hope is that at the end of your speaking engagement, the audience feels as though they've had an opportunity to speak with you personally, and that each member of the audience feels in some way touched by the communication. So that if you present as a know-it-all, it really seems as though you're speaking down to versus being willing to accept some feedback or input from the audience. And I believe that that situation of not knowing, and truly not knowing, and honestly being able to communicate that is a good thing.
Right. Now, imagine if you were a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
I believe the main superpower for me would be the sense of being able to touch the, I don't want to sound syrupy, but it's really touching the heart of the people with whom you're communicating. So it is really having your audience feel something as a result of the conversation you're having with them.
I would believe that that kind of connection would really get the audience more engaged.
I think that the power to touch people does result in their being engaged, though I will say to you that some participants, you don't want to be so deeply touched that it's scary for them. On the other hand, being able to actively engage your audience, for me, is the greatest power.
Yeah. Now, if someone wanted to learn how to have that same superpower themselves, what advice would you give them?
I think that the best way to engage people is to tell stories. Essentially, when you and I began this conversation, I shared a story with you about my past, and it allowed you to be able to connect with situations from your past. And I believe that being able to connect with others is being able to share a story or develop a story that engages them at a deeper level, so that you're not talking at them. You're giving them something to which they can connect. And so I would say that if I'm advising someone, that you look for a way to share something not dangerous, not overpowering, not overwhelming, but to share a story with your audience that would allow them to connect. And another powerful way for your audience to become involved is for those who are able to share a story about themselves. Of course, this takes some control, in essence, because you really cannot have, you know, your full audience giving a story, et cetera, et cetera. If you're talking about a particular topic, if you say, would someone like to share an instance in which day, and then you lay out what you'd like the person to share about, it immediately opens the audience to the fact that you're going to be engaging them, that you would like them to be a part of this, that this is a conversation again between you and the audience, and that you're open to other opinions, etc.
Very good. And the power of stories goes way back, pre-civilization. I think it's the way our brain is wired. You know, we're just wired to understand stories. We've been telling them since the time we first put paint on a cave wall.
I think you're correct. I believe that it's deeply embedded. And as we know, before there were actual ways of communicating, television, all of these different things, those of us who are in that age range remember stories being told to us and our memory of them being that they were told in a warm, engaging environment in which you sort of were able to visualize what's happening. And it really does speak to the deepest essence of all of us.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Pam, for sharing your unique insights and expertise with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is the end of Public Speaking Superpowers episode today. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.